Thanks for joining us as we continue through the season of Lent. Today, Romans 8, 15, and 16, we're going to talk about conceding control. By the way, if these devotions are helpful to you, send them out to family and friends, and then have an opportunity to talk through some of the things that we're talking about together. Romans 8, 15 through 16, for you did not receive, Paul says, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So, how do you know for sure? Really, how do you know for sure? How do you know for certain that you're going to go to heaven when you die? You've trusted in Jesus. You do your best to follow him. How can you be confident that when you close your eyes in death, you're going to open them to see the Savior? Is there a scale that kind of weighs your works? Does it depend on your last month or last week or even your last day on earth? Could you be good in the morning, sin in the afternoon, and miss heaven if you die in the evening? I mean, how can you know for sure? So up until my early 20s, I would have argued that you can't know for sure. I believed you could be a child of God one minute, sin, and be kicked out of his family the next. I knew Jesus saved me, but I believed it was up to me to keep myself saved. And then I learned what being a child of God really means. You see, when I trusted in Christ as my Savior, I received the spirit of sonship. I do not live in fear any longer. If one of my children goes against my instruction, they're still my children. The prodigal son was just as much a son when he was living in sin as when he was welcomed home with a big bear hug from his father. And so it is with the loving Heavenly Father. The word in this passage, Abba, is an Aramaic word. It's an endearing term like our word daddy. So check this out. My sins are paid by Jesus. The spirit of sonship lives in me, and I can call, now this is unbelievable, just think about it, I can call the creator of the universe daddy. So back to my original question. How can I know for sure? Well, read verse 16 again. The Spirit tells me. The Holy Spirit tells me. He bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. The Holy Spirit whispers to my spirit, you belong to me. In my doubts, the Spirit says, don't fear, you're mine. Sitting in my failure, the Spirit says, you're a child of God. Get up and come back home. If you are a child of God, the Spirit will testify with your spirit that you are in the family. The communication will not be an audible voice, but it will be unmistakable. And you can respond as an unconditionally loved and thankful child. Abba, Father. Daddy, Father. Father, I thank you that the work of Jesus for my sins, past, present, and future, is complete. Thank you that as a child of God, I will forever be a child of God. Thank you that the Spirit lives in me and resides in me. Thank you for your amazing, your complete, your unconditional, your eternal gift of being your child. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.